This is a quick review for Mishnah Brura, Simen Resh Mem Hey, at the beginning of Si'if Aleph. So in this Si'if, the Mishnah Brura has one of his short introductions, and he says that really it is completely mutter for a Jew to undergo a partnership with a non-Jew if they make a deal in advance that they're separating the partnership and that the non-Jew is considered the sole proprietor of the business when it comes to the business on Shabbos, and he takes all the benefits of the business on Shabbos, and the Jew takes a different day, keneged the day that he's giving up. That is if they make the deal in advance, and that's completely mutter. However, if they didn't make the deal in advance, and when they're about to divide up the money at the end of the month, let's say, so then the Jew says to the non-Jew, so you take the money for the work you did on Shabbos, and I won't take that money. You give me other money, and you know, in return, that is not considered mutter. The Mishnah Berurah writes, "Zeh vaday usser." So he says that's if they didn't make a deal in advance, and if they did, also if they didn't make a deal in advance, and they just divide everything up in half. So this is a question in the Gemara: what to do alafol ma'isa? And he points out to machlokas rishonim lahalacha. And the Rambam is Machmir, and the Rosh is Makos. And the Chaber Pasans like the Rambam. And we'll see next time that the Ramah is lenient like the Rosh, but only if there is a major Hefsid Mama. And then the last situation is that, let's say the deal that they had in advance was, we'll divide everything 50-50, and then when they're, then they actually do this. So the Rambam would say that that's mutter, and you basically can say that what was given from the, you know, from the 50-50 did not include the work that was done on Shabbos. As a side point, the Dirshu brings up a general lisser earlier in the Shulchan Aruch that you're not supposed to have a shutfus with a nachri because he's going to have to end up swearing. The Gemara has this idea, and he's going to have to end up swearing, and he's going to swear in the name of Avodah Zarah. You're going to violate the isser of making people swear in the name of Avodah Zarah. The Ramah says that Pizman is that it's mutter because that he was dealing in a Christian society, and he says when they swear, when Christians swear, they're really swearing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They just they swear, maybe they'll swear to Yeshu or whatever it is, and that counts as God also, because they're really just violating the Yisur of Shituf. Shituf means, you know, the Trinity of three is one, but really they mean God when they say it, and the Ramah is makel there that for a goy at least, Shituf is not an Yisur of Avodah Zarah. Okay, let's take a look in the actual Mechaber. So he says here, in the beginning of Simon Reish, Hey, Yisrael ve'ino Yehudi sheishlam sadeh otanu amerchatz o'rechayim shalmayim v'shufas. They have some business together. Oshem shufim b'chanas v'schara. They have a store together. Im hisnu mitchila b'shah sheva lishtateif. If they made a deal originally, sheyiyeh schara Shabbos le'ino Yehudi levado, that the non-Jew would take all the profits for the work that he does on Shabbos, imad v'mharbe, no matter how much it is, and then the Jew would take the profits on his end in return for, you know, exchanging of the day. That's mutter. And then he continues, he says if they didn't make such a deal in advance, then the non-Jew should take all the money that was made on Shabbos, and the rest they'll divide 50-50. And we'll just finish up the Mechaber. And lo haya schara Shabbos yadua. And let's say they can't exactly quantify what was made on Shabbos. Yito l'niyudu levado shviyas haschar v'chol kemashar. Then he should take 1/7 of the total money earned, and then they'll split the rest 50-50. Now in Sif Katan Aleph, the Mishnah Brura points out, why do we care so much about this Tanai in advance? So he says, because if you don't do this, so it's basically like he has the non-Jew being one of his workers. It's like he's hiring him to work for him on Shabbos, and he's telling you, like, yeah, you work for me on Shabbos, I'll work for you on Sunday. And they have some nice little deal going on. So based on this, the Mishnah Berurah says that, let's say the non-Jew doesn't actually do anything. Just other non-Jews come to use the facilities on Shabbos, and the non-Jew is just sort of there as the proprietor. There, the Jew is actually allowed to split the entire profits 50-50, so long as he doesn't actually say, I want the money from Shabbos as well. Then in Sifkat and Dalit, the Mishnah Berurah points out that if they make a deal in advance, and it says, no matter what money is made, we're going to trade off days. He says that if they would make a tanai, that in the end we're going to split everything 50-50, that's usher. Because there he's being mishtatef in the day of Shabbos as well. Meaning if they make a deal, you'll take everything that was made on Shabbos and I'll take everything that was made on Sunday, that's a good deal. But if they make a deal that we're splitting everything 50-50 down the line, I'm just not going to work on Shabbos, that's not a good deal because he's essentially taking 50% of the profits that were made on Shabbos. And then it's a cut in hay, he points out, that basically they said that maybe on a certain day, on Shabbos, you made more money and I made less money on Sunday, or vice versa, and we want to even everything out. So that he quotes the Magen Avraham that you really shouldn't do this, because turns out that the tnai that you made in advance, that I'll take Shabbos and you take Shabbos, I'll take Sunday, was really just a little bit of a haram. It was just a joke, and they didn't really mean it. They really just meant they're splitting the profits 50-50. However, if they did make that tnai, and even though later they end up splitting it 50-50, so he points out that there are those who are makel in such a din, and leaves it as a tzarachian. And Sivkat and Vavi points out that if they don't actually know how much was made in per day or whatever, so then they are allowed to assume that they worked out 50-50 and split the money accordingly.